Here's how. Text 10. Supreme Personality of Godhead assured Prahlad Maharaj, you shall be able to see me there in my usual feature with conch shell, disc, club, and lotus in my hand. Because of your transcendental bliss due to always personally seeing me, you will have no further bondage to fruitive activities. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Karma bandhana, the bondage of fruitive activities, entails the repetition of birth and death. One performs fruitive activities in such a way that he creates another body for his next life. As long as one is attached to fruitive activities, he must accept another material body. This repeated acceptance of material bodies is called samsara bandhana. To stop this, a devotee is advised to see the Supreme Lord constantly. The Kanishta Adhikari, or neophyte devotee, is therefore advised to visit the temple every day and see the form of the Lord regularly. Thus, the neophyte devotee can be freed from the bondage of fruitive activities. Om Magyana Tumirandasya Jinajana Slakaya Chaksus Meritanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaitam Suritopangor Mamamanda Matirgati Matsarva Svapatambojo Radha Madanamono Prema Pumartamaha. Well, first I wanted to recant a little something or reclassify what I said in my last class, where I was mentioning how special it is actually to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Regardless of where one is seating, as long as he hears the Srimad Bhagavatam, that is perfection. So, to bring this up, Srila Prabhupada did explain in one purport nicely on how to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, O learned Brahmins, when Sukadeva Goswami received the Bhagavatam there in the presence of the Emperor Parikit, I heard him with rapt attention. And thus, by his mercy, I learned the Bhagavatam from that great and powerful sage. Now I shall try to make you hear the very same thing I learned it from him, and as I have realized it. And in the purport, different parts of it. It was a long purport, but this is the part that I'm repeating here. One can certainly see directly the presence of Lord Sri Krishna in the pages of the Bhagavatam. And the reason I'm reading this is because specifically in today's verse and purport, what stuck out in my mind was, because of your transcendental bliss due to always personally seeing me, you will have no further bondage to fruitive activities. So I kind of put that in a causal way. Because of your transcendental bliss due to personally seeing me, so seeing me being the what's actually taking place, and due to that bliss, which is the result of seeing Krishna, you will have no further bondage the fruit of activities, which is the jai, going from maom to jayom, no more making a transition. All right, so it says, one can certainly see directly the presence of Lord Sri Krishna in the pages of the Bhagavatam if one has heard it from a self-realized soul like Sukadeva Goswami. I'm just repeating the words here. So you're actually hearing it from him, even though it's going through the instruments of like the microphone, me, and other inert objects. Simply hearing is not all, Prabhupada said. Simply hearing is not all. One must realize the text with proper attention. The word Nivashta means that Sukadev Goswami drank the juice of Bhagavatam through his ears. So we're learning how to drink through our ears. All the senses are interchangeable. This is the real process of receiving Bhagavatam. One should hear with rapt attention from the real person, and then he can at once realize the presence of Lord Sri Krishna in every page. This is the secret of knowing Bhagavatam is mentioned here. And then Prabhupada, this is always, no one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. But, that's always nice, but somehow or other, if someone hears with rapt attention from the right person, at the very beginning, one can assuredly see Lord Sri Krishna in person in the pages of the Bhagavatam. So, hearing, seeing Sri Krishna, surely. So that's seeing through the ear, and he talks about attention. So there's a very interesting observation that I noticed about this attention. You know that one? There's a nice verse in Bhagavad Gita 10.8. Almost everybody knows 10.8, I would think, is because that's one of the nutshell verses, the first one of the Bhagavatam, and where it starts off. How's it going? Jitavavo Mata Sarva Pavatete Iti Matva Bhavate Mam Bhuta Bhava Samavitam. So this Bhuta is Bhava Samavitam. That's the one that I was picking out. It's always nice to pick out a word or two from time to time. That one, in the word for word translation, is with great attention. Happens to be the topic that we're discussing right now. Great attention, rapt attention. But in the verse, the way that they describe great attention, do you know how it's translated in the translation? They use that same idea, but in the context of the verse in the translation, it's said as, with all their hearts, with all your heart. So attention and the heart, they're being used that. So sometimes personality, we have ideas of meditation, try to focus, think single-pointed. Here, so it's saying this attention, by paying attention, rapt attention, this is worship, this is with all your heart. So when you do that, what's the potency of the Srimad Bhagavatam? It's in the second verse of the Bhagavatam. One word kind of mentions what the effect can be from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anybody remember that one? Avarujite. Avarujite, it's that's one word. I pick out a word again once in a while. So avarujite is the potency of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. By this process of knowledge, what can happen? Remember, what the by this process of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within the heart. So that established within the heart is avarujite. And other places, that same verse is translated in a different context, like in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's mentioned that avarujite is captures. You capture Krishna by this process of the Bhagavatam. And if we follow that thought, what's another verse that pops into the mind? Any other verse poppers in here? How about 10.14.3, Ajita, Jita, by one who's dedicated their lives to these narrations, giving up these other processes of empiric speculation, fruitive endeavors, and they're hearing again the same point, then Krishna, who is unconquerable, becomes conquered by that, and he's compacted into your heart. Compact was the way that Prabhupada translated it in the 1962 Srimad Bhagavatam compact. It becomes the compact. Okay. So in this particular verses, we're talking about Prahlad Maharaj. This is Vamanadev speaking to Prahlad Maharaj, telling him to go with his grandson, Bali, to Shutala, and there enjoy, a little unusual for in our context of Krishna consciousness, Yukta Vairagya, with your grandson and other relatives. So I was thinking to take a moment. Of course, we know later on, Prahlad gets his own planet that and in Bali he goes back and becomes Indra later. But I was thinking this particular part says this is a verse from last canto talking about Prahlad. From the very beginning of his childhood, Prahlad Maharaj was uninterested in childish playthings. Indeed, he gave them up altogether, and he remained silent and dull, being fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Since his mind was always affected by Krishna consciousness, he could not understand how the world goes on being fully absorbed in activities of sense gratification. So in the purport, Prabhupada explains, Prahlad Maharaj is a vivid example of a great person fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita 8, 274, it is said, well, the last three words are Ishta Dev Sporti. Ishta Dev Sporti. Thank you, Pushkar. And that's explained that this is what they're seeing, because we're talking about today's verse is that Prahlad is always going to be seeing Krishna. And because of seeing Krishna always, then the bondage to fruit of activities is over. So we're increasing our love of Sanmayi, our desire to come to this position, because if one can't always think of Krishna, then he follows the regulated principles of bhakti yoga by which he develops that desire. So always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So we're learning how to see Krishna right in the Bhagavad Gita. He says you can see Krishna in the taste of water, in the light of the sun and the moon, all in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the second canto, the first chapter, God, first steps in God realization. See Krishna always, everywhere. In this way, always remembering Krishna. And gradually your attention becomes fixed like that. So in the purport, Prabhupada quoted Madhya Lila 8.274, which is, a fully Krishna conscious person, although situated in this material world, does not see anything but Krishna. Because of his attitude of pure love for Krishna, because anywhere and everywhere, does not see anything but Krishna anywhere and everywhere. This is a sign of a Mahabhagavat. The Mahabhagavat sees Krishna everywhere because of his attitude of pure love, which is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 5.38. Premanjana charita bhakti vilochena. I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotees whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form, Shamasundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. And an elevated devotee, or Mahatma, who is rarely to be seen, remains fully Krishna conscious and constantly sees the Lord within the core of his heart. It is sometimes said that when one is influenced by evil stars like Saturn, Rahu, or Ketu, he cannot make advancement in any progressive activity. In just the opposite way, Prahlad Maharaj was influenced by Krishna, the supreme planet, and thus he could not think of the material world and live without Krishna consciousness. This is a sign of a Mahabhagavata. Even if one is an enemy of Krishna, a Mahabhagavata sees him as also engaged in Krishna's service. Another crude example is that everything appears yellow to the jaundiced eyes. Similarly to a Mahabhagavata, everyone but himself appears to be engaged in Krishna's service. Prahlad Maharaj is the approved Mahabhagavata, the supreme devotee. In the previous verse, it is said that he had a natural attachment. The symptoms of such natural attachment for Krishna are described in this verse. Although Prahlad was only a boy, he had no interest in playing. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.42, that's the one where the three things happen simultaneously, bhakti, that those three things happen, devotion, direct experience of Krishna, and detaching from all things that aren't related to Krishna for one who's taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Just like three things happen simultaneously when one eats. He feels nourishment, doesn't want to eat anymore, and what's the other one? Satisfaction, tushti. So that, of course, that satisfaction is something that can't be imitated, because material energy is always looking for your slightest dissatisfaction as her opening to come in and say, oh, I got something that'll help you with that. The symptom of a perfect Krishna consciousness is that one loses interest in all material activities. For a small boy to give up playing is impossible. But Prahlad Maharaj, being situated in first class of devotional service, was always absorbed in a trance of Krishna consciousness, just as materialistic persons are always absorbed in thoughts of material gain. The Mahabhagavat, like Prahlad Maharaj, is always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. And then there is how he was seeing like that, Prahlad Maharaj. Of course, this was a very special situation because Krishna was externally also present. But we also find that for our situation, that Srila Prabhupada is mercifully called the deities and had the deities be installed here, so we can see them every day, dressed so nicely by Prabhupada's love being transferred to the conditioned souls of this world, and then that comes out in the gorgeous decorations. This gorgeous decoration is nothing but the transformation of Prabhupada's love coming through us in different ways. So when you see the deities, you not only just see Krishna, but you see Krishna's loving devotees manifesting that. Coming through like that. So it says, when Krishna, this is another verse actually by Prahlad Maharaj, he's talking about when he was young, it just like in this last verse I read, he said he couldn't understand how things were going on. He's mentioned that different times, how he could see how somebody treats somebody as a friend and the other person as an enemy, because we're all servants of Krishna. So he says, when the Supreme Personality of God is pleased with the living entity because of his devotional service, so I get Krishna's pleased, what does he reciprocate with? One of his reciprocations is called, he becomes a pandit. He does not make distinction between his enemies and his friends and himself. Intelligently, he thinks every one of us is an eternal servant of God, and therefore we are not different from one another. So that's when Krishna is pleased, then that vision manifests. So it's not, nowadays the word has been captured by the present culture, and they use it for somebody who knows something, you know, anybody who knows something, they call him a pandit now. But actually it means, it's a statement of Krishna's pleased with their devotional service, and he benedicts them with the vision of not seeing anyone as a friend or an enemy, seeing everyone as eternal servant of Krishna. And the purport, Prabhupada explains, this is a description of Mahaetava Deva Jignatvam, is that one has to learn how everything has its reality only when it's seen in relationship to Krishna. And that's the preliminary part of that phenomena, when one just makes the connection. But after some time of making that connection, something else takes place. He starts to recognize he's always associating with Krishna. Because once you make that connection, yoga, bhakti, yoga, you're making a connection with Krishna, another part takes place that like 3, 25, 25, I only know the numbers. Anybody know the verse? Yeah, say it one more time. Ah, so now once you say it, the first couple words, the rest of us can get it. So in that verse, associating with devotees, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he put the whole Adoshvara Sadasanga Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti Nishta, Ruchi Ashakti Bhava, stages from just being interested all the way to prema in the purport to that verse. So that same idea is being explained, how when one hears the Srimad Bhagavatam, which the essence of the Bhagavatam is knowing how to relate everything to Krishna. And as one does that, it says the potency of that is that you capture Krishna in your heart. So the process takes place by learning how to see everything connected to Krishna. And when one sees everything connected to Krishna, something also wonderful happens. Besides the fruta activities stopping, he starts to... I'll get back to this point, perhaps. When we were talking earlier about, we had a conversation about Putana, because we were talking about Baba Grahi Janardhan, on how Krishna takes the essence. So in that situation, I've been noticing now, just by getting older, I guess, that a lot of times, here's how I noticed this one. I was having a discussion, I said something, and then my wife, about 3 seconds later, she said something else to the person we were talking to, and I noticed that she went through 3 thoughts before she said that. So, because I known her so long, you know, that everybody, so before you say something, you usually have a couple other thoughts, and you can see the bridge going from what you heard to what you said. So I was noticing these little intervals, which are the thoughts that people generally don't see. So I was noticing those same intervals, like with Putana, when she held little baby Krishna, even though her prominent mood was there to kill Krishna, she looked at Krishna for a second. And 1 second while she was holding little baby Krishna in her arm, she had this maternal affection for what a beautiful child, and you know, and she snapped out of her general demon mode into a parental mode, and you could see that, and it's been caught by different acharyas where they mentioned that she had that thought. So Krishna, being so expert, he grabbed that thought, because for him he can do all kinds of things with time, and he just took that one part out, got rid of all the rest, and kept that Baba Grahi. He was able to extract out that quality of special affection. And of course that's related to Bali Maharaj too, who Putana was in her last life. That's where that original parental affection was generated, when she, was it a sister? Was Bali's sister, was it? When she saw Vamanadeva, she had parental affection for him at that time. But it changed when she saw what Vamanadeva did to her brother, locking him up and making. So then she said, I'd like to kill him for that. So anyway, next life she got a couple different opportunities. But in the same way, see if I can get back to this, with hearing the Bhagavatam and you're connecting everything up, gradually what starts to happen is you see Krishna's intention of how he does everything. Because the material world, the nature of sinful activity is that one can't see Krishna's sweetness in it. It's so hard to see Krishna's his personality in sinful activity. That's why they're sinful. If you're an expert, you may be able to do it, but for the rest of us, it just, how could Krishna allow something like this to happen, is generally the mood. You're bewildered by that. But gradually one can actually see Krishna's bigger plan, and you never lose sight of Krishna's quality. So as that matures, being connected to Krishna, everything and everywhere turns into seeing how everybody's engaged in Krishna's service, and they can extrapolate this juice, nectar, the Krishna's nature, that even though this is his material nature, it's shadowed from the spiritual nature. And in this verse that we had read earlier, with Ishta Dev Shporti, that there's other translations that's used quite often, and when you read it in other places, it says by the context, he sees the whole play of Krishna's internal potency, even reflected into the external potency. You can see the original internal potency. So that's basically what I wanted to say. I can read the verses again and see if we have any questions or comments. Supreme Person of Godhead said, "My dear son Prahlad, all good fortune unto you. For the time being, please go to the place known as Shutala, and there enjoy happiness with your grandson and your other relatives and friends." Supreme Person of Godhead assured Prahlad, "You shall be able to see me there in my usual feature with conch shell, disc, club, and lotus in my hand. Because of your transcendental bliss due to being transcendental bliss due to always personally seeing me, you will have no further bondage to fruitive activities." Anybody be interested in having this similar, seeing Krishna constantly? Anybody interested? So we've heard the process, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Nitya Bhagavatam. That means, well, it has two meanings, regularly or constantly. But my surprise, it was actually regularly, because constantly would be something that would be very difficult to do and it wouldn't encourage you. So we're here regularly, and constantly will come in time. So, thank you very much. Anybody have anything to say? This may be a record. Stop before. All glories of Prabhupada.